You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, it's Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. Last week, The Bonfire rejoiced as friend of the show, and fan favorite Shane Gillis was announced as the newest cast member on Saturday Night Live. But by Monday, it was announced that he was let go. Here, Jay, Dan, and Joe DeRosa give their opinions on the chain of events and the cancel culture of America.
Joey DeRosa, everybody. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys.
Are you in a bubble bath? You sound so calm.
Yeah, you relaxed? Did you have a bath bomb in there?
I'm just mourning. Death comes in threes. Fucking Okasik, Money, and Gillis.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, good news is the bull got stuck, but he's still alive.
Yeah, the bull is still alive, but Jesus. Yeah, I'd love to know. I didn't get to talk to you at all about this today. What are your thoughts?
It sucks. Look, I'm a big believer in my steadfast rule when it comes to jokes and to comedy, it's like it's either all got to be okay or none of it's okay.
Right.
Because once you start getting into the line is here, there's no way to define that for everybody. So, you know, look, fine. Don't like the joke. Fine. Get mad at the joke. Fine. But like the idea that it's a fireable offense, especially on a show that has had in recent years, non-Asian actors do Asian face. I mean, it's like, come on, guys. This is terrible. It's just the climate. I mean, the thing I find frightening about it, forget about like a buddy and a guy like losing his job, all that. Like that all sucks. What really scares me though is the bigger picture. It's frightening to me that we live in a time where people screaming on Twitter is enough to get you fired. That's very scary.
Yeah, we were talking about Ari last night too, and it's like, you know, when you really come down, it's like a couple thousand people. In the scheme of the world,
it's enough to get fired.
How about most of the middle of this country who don't like, who watch SNL, who don't give two shits about social media?
Yeah,
who have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, came and went.
It just speaks to we talked about this. We might have even talked. Well, actually, we did talk about this on the show when Attell was in, and I know we talked about it privately, and I know Dan and I have talked about this privately, but it just speaks to me more to this to the truth. This theory that's now becoming more of a fact of like, we need to, as people, we need to, as comics, we need to move away from this stuff. These outlets are not for us anymore.
Yeah, Twitter and that stuff is like, yeah.
YouTube stars.
It was, you're absolutely right. It was like Twitter used to be for comics trying to run jokes or be crazy. Then podcasts were kind of like for comics to like, you get to learn more about your comic friend. We got better at talking. And
dude, buddy, one of these, I think the Variety Girl or somebody said, I wish I could remember her name. She said she wishes she could make an app or they'd make some sort of a website that would quickly transcribe podcasts and shows like that to comb through for hate speech so people wouldn't think that's a safe space to go say whatever the fuck you want. Like, well, where can you say whatever the fuck you want?
It's
also
crazy.
My head was just going a little bit on a tangent there, but it was making me sort of internally laugh at the concept because I really genuinely believe... Like, how can you correlate hate speech to stand-up comedy? Most people I've met or come across in my life who are fucking hateful racists, like genuinely hateful racists, are pretty serious people. And they're serious because they're about that shit all the time.
Yeah, that's the mode they're in.
Do you know what I mean? That's like their mode versus...
You've met strippers and we've met porn stars that stay in that like kind of sexy mode where they're always sexy and they're just like, yeah baby, you want to come on my tits? And then like, it's true. And fucking funny people tend to... be funny most of the time.
I know, but I'm saying you'd never go. I feel like you'd never go to like, remember the party in American History X they all went to at the end? Someone that goes, this is Jeff, and I gotta be honest, dude, he's fucking hilarious. I mean, racist stuff aside, take all those, he doesn't even talk about that.
Super funny.
On stage. He just does something else. Can you imagine a white supremacist doing comedy on stage and just doing other shit?
Yeah.
Hey, are you guys watching Celebrity Family Feud? I mean, celebrity in quotes. Am I right, guys?
He goes, oh, man, nothing worse than driving and you get something under your underseat and you're swerving and you're like, am I going to get a DUI?
He's got a swastika tattooed on his face.
Yes. Anyways, the Jews control the media. I got to get out of here. I'll be here this Thursday through Saturday.
Well, that's the thing. Most real racist people don't joke about racism because they take it very seriously.
Yeah,
yeah, they really feel like there's a race war coming. They're not like cool about it. Like, hey, this is funny. I'm just gonna throw it. Well, yeah.
I always think that when I say that, you know, if there's the obvious joke, if like a young girl, and I, you know, always ask if anyone's banged a black guy, and she goes, yeah, there's the obvious thing of just going like, oh, I'm sorry about your dad or whatever the fucking obvious thing there is to say. It's just like,
guess what,
someone who is genuinely racist would have such like a visceral like, yeah, I've banged black guys, before you go, what, get the fuck out of my thing, disgusting, you race trading pig,
dude. What's funny is
you are less than human, dude. He goes, well, I'll tell you what, the show is hilarious, I'm except for
gonna,
that weird little dalliance he had.
I'm not gonna name names, but there is a very liberal comedian that I know that banged a friend of mine, a mutual friend. And she then went on to fuck a black dude in between him and her hooking up, and he straight up got racist about it. He's like, that's disgusting.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I was shocked to hear it. But you know what else I didn't do?
But then you see him on social media, and they're like, take down these fucking racists. It's like, you're legit.
He's one of the people
racist
that says that?
I haven't looked it up. I'll be willing to look it up.
No, but I'm saying,
Dan, the thing is this. It's like, I heard that exact same story, and I was shocked. And on behalf of, you know, somebody who doesn't think that they're a fucking racist, I was appalled, but I didn't go tattletale. It's this tattletale shit. This Seth Simmons kid is a fucking little rat.
Okay, first and off, he is a bird poet.
He's a bird poet, for a spoken bird.
Okay, so you guys saw that. Right?
Yeah, and he flies.
Oh, we just did it. We did it on the show, or we played it.
And it's actually pretty impressive. Oh, we had two bald eagles flying to the side of the building. He's good. This guy's good. Two rare birds killed themselves in the 1221.
Damn these clean windows.
Pink! Oh my God, turn off the bird call! Turn it off!
Hey, it's Black Lou again. The Bonfire is not only about laughs, it's about learning. Tune in now as Christine Evans explains through real-life events how the best privilege you can have is white girl privilege.
The power of white girl is just... it's overwhelming.
It's incredibly powerful. Yeah,
it's overwhelming.
Life,
some say it's the most powerful.
Black Lou's pumping his fist. He knows it. So me and Christine...
Chicago.
Coming back from Chicago.
Back to New York City.
We have our TSA pre-check. We go to the airport. We have plenty of time. But we're running... I've started going to the airport a little bit later than I used to go.
You get comfortable with that TSA pre-check.
I'm comfortable with TSA pre-check enough that I don't need to give myself... I have it where I'm like at the gate with like 30 minutes before they board. That sucks.
I walked on the plane.
We would have been there earlier, except... as we're going through security,
yeah,
they screen Christine's bag.
TSA pre-check.
Yeah. And she goes, like, well, so they're going through it a little bit, and they really can't figure out what the thing is, and they put it through again. Then they take it off again, they open up all the little things in her purse, and then what do they pull out, as casual as all hell? Two butterfly knives.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Christine already starts to melt down.
Christine?
I'm like, ah!
Also, you know what? In a very respectful way, I mean, you do kind of look femme fatale. Like, if you had that with the black hair, if you were like, if you were a knives expert.
If you had like a shirt where the thumbs are through the sleeves.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They probably saw you and like, this bitch might be dangerous.
Is this Suicide Squad shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they pull these things out. Now, here's the thing with me.
Did they flip them cool?
That would have been great. They seem so casual about it and cool. For a moment, they were almost treating it like they were just like have to, like, is this what was going off and we have to run them through by themselves or something? It seemed like they were going to almost put them back in and like, oh, this is what was going off. Okay. And then they were waiting there with him for a minute. And then she like whispered to a guy to do something. And Christine started getting like, is everything all right? And they go, well, here's what's going on. Like, we actually, you know, these are illegal to have in Chicago to even own. And so this is like the problem is with something. I guess we have to call the Chicago Police Department.
At that moment, she was gone. I wouldn't do that if I
sir. Sir,
if you said the biggest nuts.
Before you finish that sentence, I want to give you a warning. Choose your next words very carefully.
Where this goes is your decision.
Just know that I'm ready to die today.
Akhtu Nosarada. Do you know what that means? It's a good day to die.
Now, here's what happens. Christine is so overly worried about what my reaction is going to be to her should we miss our flight.
So funny.
It's she really does fuel herself like she is an abused girlfriend.
I mean, that's like live in a basement eating Wendy's for 8 years.
Jay's interpreting it that way. I was terrified I was going to lose my TSA pre-check. Whenever anything like that happens, it wasn't like whatever it was, whatever
go
was going
to
happen.
Back to the normies.
I just like really love it. It's why I don't want to fly, even though they say it's legal to fly out of LAX with, you know, weed and all that. I just like, I love my recheck. I don't want to do anything to risk it. I would never, ever, ever.
It's a very great thing. And by the way, everyone listening, you should sign up if you travel.
But you went to Chicago to rob places at knife point.
Everyone knows.
Double butterfly knife.
Your cat burglar Blades Evans.
You put on your entrapment alpha one piece cat suit and you cartwheeled your way through lasers.
And also, I don't know how serious, you know, I'm like, I'm gonna get arrested. Like, I'm gonna go, like, the, like, I just tried to bring
now my thing was like, if she gets arrested, do I still go and make the Eagles game?
That'd be great if she picked up the knife. Jay, get out of here. Opens the blitz.
Jay, get on that plane. I'll be in 5 minutes.
Just make sure that thing doesn't take off without me.
We were so tired and so comfy in bed and having to get up, and we were going to, you know, it was just, I was like, we're not going to make our flight, are we?
Did you know that the butterfly knives were in the suitcase?
No,
I had no idea.
Not a suitcase, her purse.
I brought them up here one day.
How did you get them there?
Exactly. I guess because JFK, apparently.
They know what's up, dude.
You can just go through with them.
JFK didn't want to deal with me.
I just showered. I don't need a blood bath. I just had a daughter, dude. She flies.
I just had a daughter, dude. There's so much backstory to what that little line you just said. Yeah, I just had a daughter, dude. Fucking reform wigger who just had a kid. He got a good job at the airport.
So they had to call the Chicago Police Department.
Yes.
Then Christine starts crying hysterically. And then I am like,
just being a dude,
I'm trying to actually be like consoling. I'm going, I'm like, relax, relax. It's fine. Like, they'd be making a bigger deal about this if this was going to be a big, they're actually being very nice. As soon as she started crying, they're like, the girl goes, no, sweetie, it's going to be okay. They're fine. They're just going to come. They'll probably confiscate the knives.
Hold on. You psycho. Was that a fucking purposeful cry?
No.
Buddy, if they were in my purse, I would have been face down on the ground.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They would have fucking sabotaged, you know, the beginning of sabotage when they jump over the car. They would have done that over the fucking belt and got your ass.
And we were exhausted, but I go, man, I bet now you're going to want a coffee. You're probably up now. And they go to Christine, they go, you can go over to Starbucks. You can go to Starbucks if you want, and, like, come back. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Are you guys sure? You know what really helped?
I mean, it was literally...
Like a matcha.
It was where we were standing, sort of, so it's not crazy. They didn't tell her to go down the hall or something. It was, like, right there.
There's a spiced latte that I want to get. Also, you know what really made me feel better? Can I go lay down on the plane?
The cops came over and unsarcastically said, very lovely black man came over and walked over to crying white girl and just completely black looted her. He came over like, I mean, not being sarcastic, with like a, oh, what's the big problem going on over here? I mean, he wasn't doing it to be funny.
I had two illegal knives in my purse. I didn't know that I had illegal knives.
She's like, I can't believe you did this.
It's the murder capital of the country. And she's like, I don't know if it's a murder.
You know what?
People tweeted me, be like, it's not correct.
Dude, I was so not in danger of anything bad happening to me legally that the cop had his keychain was Chicago Bears. He had a Chicago Bears thing on his uniform. Ooh. And he had a bracelet. A jewelry bracelet that said Bears on it. And I went, damn, dude, you like the Bears.
Yeah. Anyway, That's goddamn right I do.
Yeah, he did. That's what he said. He's like, goddamn right I do.
Yeah, you're goddamn right I do. And Trubinsky is the answer to all of our problems. Also, this is fun. My sister's friend Diana blew Urlacher in 99.
Buddy, they ran Christine's license.
Yeah.
Found out she's never committed Chicago crimes before.
No Chicago crime.
And they gave back the license. They goes, guys, and apologetically said, I'm very, very sorry, but We do have to confiscate the knives, though.
Yeah, they said that if...
She goes, can I have the pretty one?
If we weren't a time crunch, we could have gone back out and put them in our bag.
We will walk you out if you want to put it in your bag. But they go, the bags have already been sent. That's what the TSA people said. Bags have already been sent. And they go, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. We got to take them.
You know what I learned from this story? I'm the only one with a butterfly knife.
Yeah, you are right now, dude.
Therefore, ergo... I'm the most powerful one in this group.
Hell yeah.
Come take a road.
I
did say it was for a radio bit right away. I'm like, we radio shows for a bit.
He goes, yeah, get down on the fucking ground. This is a radio bit. This is War of the Worlds. And the humans are the weird fucking Martians. Get on the goddamn ground.
It's a radio bit. It's a radio bit.
He's fucking lighter up. Huh? Yeah. She said something about having a radio on her.
Yeah.
I meant that as a bomb.
She was radioing something. She was radioing somebody else to pull the trigger.
Me and Schlinski put about a fucking 16 hot ones in her. We dropped her and she was shaking out. We fucking really lit her up. I don't know. You gotta go in there. It's kind of a mess. It's like someone popped a bunch of water balloons.
Yeah. Shit her pants.
Rounding out the best of the week. After watching twerk videos, Big J and Dan discuss whether or not they should get butt implants. Enjoy.
If people would pay for it, would you get ass implants? I would.
No, never in 1,000 years. I have a flat butt.
I'll tell you this right now. If the fans go fund me to reach a point of good, high-quality ass implants...
What is high-quality ass implants? Like Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to like Guatemala and
No. Yeah, you can't be like, I live in Costa Rica and my uncle will do this on the cheap.
You don't want to get J Black Market butt implants.
I don't want fucking Costa Rican tranny butt.
What happened to the bonfire? J died in Brazil.
Yeah.
Getting his butt
questionable jungle surgeries.
He was in Rio. First off, he looked hot as fuck on his stomach.
A hit at Carnival.
I mean.
And then just... died in a hotel room from some kind of infection he got.
I heard his right cheek popped.
Yeah, they had him rubbing cocoa leaves on these scars. I don't know.
It looks like old 80s. Remember old 80s implants when you'd look under the boob and it looked like they were burned into a cult?
Yeah, exactly. It was like, were you stitched together with yarn? Dan, you're right. I saw your ass recently, buddy. You got no swimsuit in front of me. I got to tell you, your ass is not great.
Not good at all.
Your ass is not, and I have a terrible ass.
It's droopy. It's a droopy dog.
I thought you were going to have a better ass.
Yeah, it's a droopy dog. I'm all front, dude.
The left is your ass. Yeah, I know. Fucking front heavy.
Yeah, sorry.
All of your ass meat fell into your dick, dude. You must have fell on your ass hard one day and shot all your butt meat into your dick.
Oh, Mom, my boner's all bigger now.
That fucking fat thermos you're carrying around down there, buddy.
And when it hit it.
With the soup bowl at the top?
When it hit
that kind of thermos.
When it hit like this. Thunk.
Yeah. like a cartoon head thing. Oh, dude, let's get fat asses, man.
Dude, look at that. All right. That's about what my butt would look like.
That's
a good butt.
You're damn right it is.
That's a good man butt.
Start a GoFundMe, somebody. If you guys can conjure up the money, me and Dan...
I'm not going to do it. You can do it.
No, you'll do it. I'll talk him into it, everybody.
Guys, I just don't know if...
All right, if you do that, if Dan doesn't do it, I'll use the extra money and I'll get weird liposuction. You guys can sculpt me. I'll be the first radio host that you guys can make. Dude, I'm your monster. I'm your monster, everybody.
You're a custom character?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Create a character. You want to get that cat face, dude? I'll do it. If you pay for it. Forever young, dude.
Dude, if you look all fucking super... Jay with like chin implants and it like out and you're like, Christine. Yeah.
Oh. Is that crazy like this face?
Yeah, we got to get Christine.
Dan, you got to come over. The Eagles are playing tonight. Stop being so funny. You're going to make me rip my cheeks. Dan, you're too hilarious. Come on. Come on, man. Say something sad.
We got to get Christine like really bad big fake tits.
Yeah, the ones just that fucking are monster tits.
But the ones that like stick to the sides. You
just
know,
crazy fucking basketballs taped to her chest.
Yeah, just have the runway.
She doesn't have big titties, so if you get massive ones in there, there's just no way the skin will work. It'll be she'll be a monster. And I'll make her, and she'll only wear half tops on the show.
Dude,
real crowd pleaser shit.
Oh, dude, Scottsdale bonfire. you go full Scottsdale.
I'll take a big old fat ass.
Yeah, dude.
If I can't get the dick size I want, I better be rocking a fat ass.
You'd never do a penile implant, would you?
No, the science isn't in enough yet.
Give it 2 decades.
But I'll tell you this. I could be 70 years old if they'll go, we figured it out officially. We can give you a 10-inch dangler. I go, let's do it.
Hey, this is Big J Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.